Deutsche Welle News.
This is Darren Mara in Bonn. Syria's president has set a date for parliamentary elections as violence continues to rage around the country and tens of thousands flee their homes in search of cross-border sanctuary. President Bashar al-Assad set 7th of May as the date for legislative polls under a new constitution that was passed in February, which paved the way for supposed multi-party elections. The new constitution and the upcoming poll were both rejected by opposition groups amid continued calls for Assad to step aside. The United States was quick to label the promise of parliamentary elections as ridiculous. The UN estimates some 8,000 people have died in the year-long Syrian uprising. Gunmen in Afghanistan have opened fire on a high-level delegation of Afghan officials who were on a condolence visit to the village hit by a shooting spree carried out by a US soldier at the weekend. One person was killed and another wounded in the latest incident. No group immediately claimed responsibility. However, Taliban has vowed revenge for the deaths of the 16 civilians in Balandi village in southern Kandahar province, saying they would behead those responsible. In Jalalabad, in the east of the country, several hundred students took part in a protest at the killings by the US soldier. In Washington, US President Barack Obama said America was heartbroken over the loss of innocent life and promised no effort would be spared in investigating the shooting and bringing the culprit to justice. European finance ministers meeting in Brussels have approved a European Commission recommendation to freeze nearly €500 million in EU grants to Hungary next year. The Commission says that Hungary has not taken necessary action to reduce its deficit. Hungary, for its part, complained that it was being discriminated against since Spain was given more time to bring down its deficit. The ministers also discussed the introduction of a financial transaction tax, but were unable to agree. Several countries, led by Britain, fear that such a tax would drive the financial industry out of Europe. Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti has urged Europe to focus on growth, claiming that the financial crisis shows signs of easing. The Premier was speaking in Rome after a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. For her part, Merkel praised Monti for economic reforms that she said were courageous. After the meeting, Monti rejected suggestions that he should become the next head of the Eurogroup Council of Eurozone Finance Ministers. The high-level talks followed a positive day for Italy, the country having easily raised €12 billion in a short-term bond auction. You're listening to DW News. Police have arrested six people in the UK as part of an investigation into the phone hacking of voicemail messages by journalists at newspapers belonging to the News International Group. Rebecca Brooks, a former editor of the tabloid News of the World, was arrested for a second time. The arrests were part of the investigation into mobile phone hacking by journalists at British newspapers. In the course of the scandal, News International closed down News of the World, Britain's highest circulation paper. Germany and Pakistan have sealed a deal on military cooperation. The German Defence Minister, Thomas de Maizière, signed the agreement at a meeting with his Pakistani counterpart in the city of Rawalpindi. The deal comes after 3 years of preparation and is mainly aimed at improving sharing of intelligence between the countries. It also provides for cooperation on military manoeuvres and the training of Pakistani army officers in Germany. With about 500,000 soldiers, Pakistan has more than twice as many service personnel as Germany and is a nuclear power. De Maizière's arrival followed a visit to Uzbekistan on Monday, where Germany operates an airbase transporting troops to Afghanistan. And German police said they had raided over 30 homes across four states on Tuesday in a crackdown on far-right extremists and neo-Nazi supporters. More than 20 people were arrested in the dawn swoops. The investigation was focused on the banned group Aktionsbüro Mittelrhein, as well as on members of the far-right National Democratic Party. Prosecutors said 19 of the accused were arrested for membership of a criminal organisation, 3 for supporting a criminal group and 2 for participating in a serious breach of the peace. According to prosecutors, the far-right group gathered information on political opponents and then outed them publicly in a bid to intimidate them. Darren Mara, DW News.